Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We're at part five of our current series, God's Love. We're in John, we're in 1 John and chapter 4 and from verse 17. And yesterday we looked at verse 17 and 18. Let's just remind ourselves what that was saying. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here on this world or in this world. Verse 18, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear or casts out all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. Beloved, I said a great deal yesterday about perfect love casting out fear. And I really do believe this, that if we've got fear in our lives, it's because, as John says very clearly, it's because we have not fully experienced his perfect love. Now that sounds condemnatory, if you will. You see, if you've got fear in your life and you're hearing this preacher say to you, it's because you haven't experienced God's perfect love, it means I have, you haven't. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's not that at all. It's not that at all, because so many people don't know. They don't read Scripture as intently as perhaps they should. And you know what? If you look at each verse and study each verse and keep with that verse and you don't understand it, don't skip over it. Just say to the Holy Spirit, illuminate this for me, Holy Spirit. Let me know what it means. And I believe that he will bring you illumination. He will shine his torch onto that particular scripture so that you will fully understand. What John is saying here is, and this is the truth, he's bringing you the truth. John is saying to you, such love has no fear. The love he's just described, the love of God, the love that pours down from heaven, the one that he's just described says has no fear. It can't. It's impossible for that perfect love to have fear. Why? Because perfect love expels all fear. It throws it away. I want you to try and imagine. Try and imagine this. It's the best way I can put it, I think. Let's just say that Satan and his minions are going to stick fear in your life, because what that does is it actually locks you in. If you're frightened of something, you are locked. If you're frightened of a rat, you're locked every time you see one. If you're frightened of spiders, every time you see one in the bath, then you are absolutely scared stiff, out of your wits. You don't know what to do. That fear locks you up, because now you're not thinking about Jesus. You're thinking about that fear. And that's what fear does. It makes you think about itself, if you can understand what I'm trying to say here. So you're frightened of spiders. When you see a spider, you're not thinking about Jesus, you're thinking about that spider. And that's what Satan wants, I believe. He wants you to take your eyes off the ball. He wants you to take your eyes off him who should be obeyed and who should be worshipped and adored. And that's why fear is there. That is why I believe the evil one brings fear now and again. And so how can we get rid of this fear? It has to be the perfect love that comes from Almighty God. that perfect love as it pours down into your life. It has to be that. Because that perfect love will take away any fear that you have. I was speaking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she's going through a really hard time. She is going through a battle and a half. But you know what? She doesn't see it as a battle. She doesn't see it as a problem at all. Why? Because she has the perfect love of Almighty God running through her veins the entire time. It never leaves. She said, "I am feeling euphoric right now, whereas I should be feeling fear because I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I am feeling euphoric because I have the perfect love of Jesus coursing through my veins." And that's what does it. That is what expels any fear. John says it very clearly. Perfect love expels all fear. And then he goes on to say this, in the same verse, it's not even another verse. He says, if we are afraid, and he's talking about himself, he says, if we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. Go figure. Go figure. He then goes on to say, we love each other. You and I love each other. Why? Because Almighty God has loved us first. He was the first one to make that connection. He was the first one to pour his love down onto us. Now, I believe this as well, beloved, and I want you to listen really intently to what I'm saying. I believe that God pours his love into our lives all of the time. I want you to imagine it's like a reservoir. The love that comes from God is a reservoir. And we have built into our bodies a tap. We can either turn the tap on or leave it off. And if we leave the tap shut tight, then the love is not pouring out. It's not pouring out of that tap. It's staying just where it is in the reservoir. Why don't you open that tap today? Because I believe it's us that opens that tap, not Almighty God. He's doing what he's supposed to do, and that is to pour his love into our lives. But what we're not doing is we are not opening up that tap and allowing that wonderful love of the Holy Spirit to pour out on us every single moment of the day. And we can ask him to do that. We can ask him to pour his love into us, and I believe he's already doing it. But I believe that we have to say yes to opening that tap. We love each other, beloved, or we should be loving each other because he loved us first. I want you to make a decision in your life today, right now, right at this moment. Are you going to open that tap? Are you going to turn the tap on? All you need to do is to say, yes, Lord, I'm turning the tap on. Yes, Lord, I am turning the tap on. And I promise you this. If God's love pours into your life, the fear will go. I am not just saying I think it will go. I'm saying I promise you it will go. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. That is what the Bible tells us. Pray this prayer with me now. Heavenly Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to pour your love into my life. I open the tap to allow that love to flow right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your love flow and let it expel all fear in my life. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. To you be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen.